I actually grew up way out in the low country in South Carolina, 7 miles to the nearest store, down a dirt road, a four-room house with a tin roof. There was no inside plumbing. And my mother was just 14 when they got married. She got married in March, turned 15 in August, and had me the following May. My mother left, so I was always with my father, with the exception of hunting. I was with him riding in the car. I was with him when we went shopping. I was loved unconditionally by my father. I mean, I was the cat's meow to him, seriously. But I knew there was more out there. And my grandmother, when she would go shopping, she would come back and she would stop at the end of the road and honk the horn, and I would run up there and she would have bought me like a comic book. And, you know, they just had adventures and things outside of what, you know, I had. And I imagine greater things than my life. A lot of my cousins and those people, they had houses with inside plumbing. And I used to think, man, if I ever have a house with a bathtub, I'm going to take a bath 3 times a day. Well, I remember that my mother came back one time, and she wanted me to go with her. And I always, as a child, would refuse. But I guess the pivotal point was my 14th birthday, which was also Mother's Day. And my father's sister, Aunt Belle, used to keep me a lot. And so since it was Mother's Day, I had purchased for her a coconut cake. And I wanted to take this over to her. And her house was really close. But my father had promised me he would take me. Now, Daddy did a lot of hunting on the weekends. Anyway, on that day, that Sunday, I was waiting for him to come home to take me. And I was 14, and it was my birthday. And I felt like he should be there. And so when he did come, he had been really drinking. I don't know what the trigger was for this particular day. I'd started growing up. I had breasts. I started having my period. I don't know if he felt like things this was changing, too much, and how to handle this girl. And so the end result was there was a huge argument between us. And he got his shotgun. And, you know, I don't know that it was loaded or not, but he ran me off, actually. So he had never, ever been that way before. My grandmother called my mother and told her what had happened.
Where was she?
She was in Virginia, in Portsmouth, Virginia, in an area where it was a nice neighborhood. So she came and got me. You know, I was just so excited that I had escaped the country. I don't think I would have ever left under any other kind of circumstances. And I've always thought that if I had stayed there in that home, I would have ended up barefoot and pregnant. I just knew inside that to have a better life, I had to get away. But it's probably one of the pivotal points and also probably one of the best things that happened to me in my life. I am just so glad that I was able to leave.